This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 18th of October. Sydney Sixers became the first team to progress to the semi-final of the Champions League T20 with a convincing 5-wicket win over Highveld Lions in Cape Town. Their pace attack was again the key as Mitchell Starc, Josh Hazlewood and Shane Watson returned combined figures of 7 for 62 and helped them do the good work done by Gulam Bode's excellent 44 ball 61. Mumbai Indians and Yorkshire had to settle for 2 points apiece as rain wiped out their match after less than 18 overs of the Mumbai innings. Dwayne Smith hit 37 off 26 balls, while Kyron Pollard was left stranded on 37 not out of 20 balls when the rain arrived. Habib Bank made it 3 wins out of 3 in the President's Trophy by bowling out Zawiya Tarakati Bank for 168 in their second innings in Lahore, leaving themselves only 26 to win. Fahad Masood ended with figures of 4 for 37, while Mohammed Aslam picked up 3 for 35. Water and Power Development Authority drew in their rain-affected match with Khan Research Laboratories in Faisalabad. They were dismissed for 162 in their first innings in reply to Khan's 331 for 9 declared, with Sahar Maksud top scoring with 74. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines also drew their rain-affected match against National Bank in Silcot. Trailing by 148 on first innings, they ended on 252 for 9 their second, in spite of Mohammed Imran taking 6 for 68. Pakistan International Airlines bowled Port Kazim Authority out for 114 to win by 113 runs at Karachi's National Stadium. Najaf Shah completed his 10-wicket match haul by turning figures of 5 for 44, while Ezaz Chima took 4 for 33. State Bank just about managed to chase down the 102 runs that they needed to beat United Bank. United Bank were all out for 218 in their second innings, as Hassan Mahmood and Adnan Rasool shared 7 wickets. State Bank then slipped to 78 for 6 in their run chase, but got home without further loss. Dolphins closed a shortened opening day of their Sunfoils series match against Cape Cobras on 179 for 5. Devan Van Wake and Cody Chetty both made half centuries and 102 for the 5th wicket to help Cobras recover from 25 for 4 following a Rory Kleinveld triple strike. Mashonaland Eagles maintained their unbeaten record in the Zimbabwe 2020 competition with the thrashing of Matabeleland Tuskers in Harare. Sikandar Raza made 63 off 44 balls and 110 inside 12 overs with Sefas Sawayo for the first wicket. Mountaineers also maintained their 100% record with a 47-run win over Midwest Riders in Quekwa. Hamilton Mazakadza made 103 off only 59 balls in the visitors' total of 184 for 6. With Kevin Kasusa also chipping in with 35 of 26 balls. Shingi Mazakadza and Donald Tiripano each took 2 wickets in the Riders' run chase, as they were restricted to 137 for 7.